back many years ago when they there was a new college, Balafay, was the Fun Valley College there, Drumbo Upper, and part of the plan permission there was to provide a pathway from Drumbo Upper into the heart of the well-known Drumbo Woods. And that, during the construction of the college, that pathway was built. But immediately after it was built and when the college was opened, there was two gates erected on either side of the pathway. And that remains the position to the present day. Now, the County Council and local community groups have been in negotiation with the ETB for all of this time. And despite assurances over many, many years, and including the fact that even the Donegal County Council and Culture actually purpose-built a pathway to link up with the pathway that the ETB provided, even that wasn't enough to get the pathway opened. And there was obviously questions about insurances, liabilities, the maintenance. All of them had been dealt with time after time and went through many a council meeting. And as I say, the local community group and CE schemes and that undertaken to carry out maintenance, the inspections carried out. But that has all gone on for over 10 years. And no matter what has happened, there's always been more and more, one excuse after another after another. And effectively, the way it is now, there's about four large housing schemes up there and an awful lot of established houses have been there for many years. And quite an elderly population would have loved to access the woods there. And it would only be a matter of going down this path, which would be about 100 to 200 metres, rather than have to walk 2 or 3 kilometres in the town to get to the woods. And that's particularly for elderly people or people that find walking a bit of difficulty, that they can go on and enjoy the woods and along the river walks and that. And it's right beside them. But as I say, despite all our best efforts over many, many years, going through meetings and everything else, and it's got to the stage now we're actually in direct contact with the Minister's office. So even during this COVID crisis, when people should be able to enjoy this walk, and when the Minister will be up to her eyes trying to deal with schools, we find ourselves having to write to her asking her, can she, you know, get the ETB to fulfil their conditions of their planning, which was to open this pathway. But there's been nothing but obstruction after obstruction, and quite a few of the staff and the County Council now were quite frustrated over the years trying to get this dealt with. I would say there's never been anything like it before. So I'm glad and I welcome the fact that there's clarity with Gartan, because if they'd put them gates up, they might never got them opened again. That's been our experience. So there's similarities there, and perhaps now that the ETB, when they've seen the light in Gartan, that they might reconsider their sort of resistance to opening this path up at Drumbo and Stranorler.
Has the public momentum, though, behind the issue in Stranorler remained steady over the years, or has this issue at Gartan reignited that now?
Well, it certainly reignited it, but yes, you're correct. Over the years, it's been sort of hot and cold, just every now and then, especially going into the spring and the summer, and people and weather and maybe frosty footpaths, and you can name, there's always different reasons that kind of encourage people to sort of raise the issue again, but certainly, and like I do know last year, it was the year before, a number of the community actually went down to Donegal County Council and they went through the planning files just to see for themselves, and there is a condition there that this path be provided, and that means by opening it. And the council has been contacted, the planning office, and asked them, are they going to take any measures against the ETB for basically ignoring them, or they haven't really, there's no goodwill there, I would say, at this stage. No one's taken that long. There's certainly no goodwill between them and the community as regards opening the path anyway. Like, you cannot be, you know, you just can't come up with the same old excuse. And as I say, I was being informed, and I know the council's been informed over the years, that all of the issues that were put to the council or the community regarding maintenance and liabilities, they have been addressed satisfactorily. So it just seems to be one thing after another. So, as I say, particularly after last week's article or story on Highland Radio, this segment has raised its head again. I'm getting quite a few phone calls from a lot of people.